Order. Secretary, take the roll, please.
Chairman Sandu.
Here.
Vice Chair Whittick. Senator Ogier.
Here.
Senator Buttry.
Here.
Senator Gallus. Senator Moss.
Here.
Senator Olson. Senator Tedvett. Senator Vukovich.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Members of the committee, we're just going to have executive action today, so let's take a look at House Bill 426. That's the revised incorporation laws to coincide with annexation laws. Members of the committee, Senator Jerry, would you like to move the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move a do concur on House Bill 426, Mr. Chairman.
We heard a do concur on House Bill 426. Members of the committee, this is the bill with Senator Taylor Brown and this bill, and this is the kind of the bill that goes along with it. I think it almost deals with Lockwood to a certain extent in the community here. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Question.
Try a voice vote. This is a voice vote on House Bill 426, the annexation bill. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it. Senator Brown is going to be carrying that in the Senate. Do you have the amendment on the report? Okay. Let's take a look at House Bill 380. House Bill 380, that's Representative Blaisdell's bill. Over here. Oh, it is. Okay. And I do believe there's an amendment going around. So, Senator Jair, would you like to move that bill?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move a do concur House Bill 380.
Heard a do concur on 380. There is an amendment. I'll wait until everyone gets the amendment. Would like to move the amendment, please?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move Amendment HB 038002.ALK, Mr. Chairman.
For the motion to move amendment, Leanne, do you want to walk us through the amendment?
Sure. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the amendments, page 3 of the bill, this new subsection 2, this goes along with the rest of the amendments, but it just would provide that the president may propose a monthly salary for the members of the board of directors, or monthly salary in excess of the amounts provided in 713-2273 sub 2. Then the next amendment, I'm looking at amendment number 4 on the list of amendments, changes must to may, so each of the members of the board of directors may receive a monthly salary. And then it ends that subsection right there. The comment was made that some of these members serve on a volunteer basis. Then amendment number 5 puts the salary amounts back in the bill and then provides for the vote if the salaries are increased as proposed by the president. So if you look at the explanation note at the bottom of page 2, that shows how 713-2273 would read with the amendment. Again, it would be each of the members may receive a salary, and then unless a vote is held as provided in the new language, then the amounts must be as they are in subsection 2 there. The amendments also change a little bit how the vote would be, just to clarify that a salary may exceed the amounts if there's a vote held in accordance with one of the following methods. I'm reading here the explanation note, subsection 3. One method would be an affirmative vote of the majority of the votes cast by the qualified voters in an election held either by mail ballot or in conjunction with a regular primary election, or an affirmative vote of the majority of qualified voters of the district president voting in an annual organizational meeting. The amendments also clarify that a newly elected member receives the monthly salary that was established for that position at the time the member was elected. So a new member if they want to increase their salary, would have to go through the voting process. The amendments also provide a saving clause and an applicability date, just to help clarify that people who are serving now wouldn't be affected unless there's a new amount proposed by the president of the board, and then they'd have to go through the election process.
Question.
Senator Wittig?
My understanding was we asked if, number one, salaries were not mandatory, and I think the answer was yes. And then the second question was, will salaries be approved by voters? And I think the answer to that was also yes, or at least the intent was. But when I look at page 4, line 10, under the new language, it says the newly elected member of the board of directors must receive a monthly salary equal to the most recent amount approved by the qualified voters of the district pursuant to this section. And then in the next line, it says that a vote on the question of the salary may be held in combination, but it doesn't really say that a vote is required or that they can serve without compensation. Does it?
Mr. Chair, Senator Wittig, if you look at page 3 of the amendments, which is now subsection 4, which references the newly elected members, the amendments would provide that a newly elected member must receive the salary, if any, established for that position at the time the member was elected. So a newly elected member, if that position didn't receive any salary, they would not receive a salary. So, and the amendments also clarify that the members of the board of directors may receive a monthly salary. It would change that must at the top of page 4 of the bill to a may, to provide for voluntary serving.
Right. That's, Mr. Chairman, and Ms. Kurtz, that's each of the members of the board may receive a monthly salary. That's on page 4, line 1. But on page 4, line 10, and even on page 3 of your amendment, it implies that if you're a new board member, you have to receive a salary. It says must.
If any.
Mr. Chair, Senator Wittig, it would read must receive the monthly salary, if any, established for the board member, which could be no salary. It's the salary, if any salary, established for the board member at the time the member was elected.
Let me ask a different question, Mr. Chairman. I want to make sure that voters, there have been situations where boards weren't necessarily, they were looking out for certain members of a district instead of all of the members of the district, and they were, the opportunity to self-serve is there. I don't want to say that they were. I just want to make sure that salaries to board members have to be approved by members of the district, the voters of the district, because they have to go to them to get those board members are approved by vote, and if they do anything big like debt or anything, they have to go to the members. I just want to make sure that the voters in the district have the ability to have a say. Do you think with this amendment that happens?
Mr. Chair, Senator Wittig, I do think so. That's what this amendment provides.
Okay.
Questions been called. I would concur. That's how I read the amendment.
Okay.
So try a voice vote on the amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Move the bill as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the bill as amended.
Is there a discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing none, let's try a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. 380 is passed. Here, a volunteer to carry it.
So, I assume you are, since it's true.
Senator Olson will carry Representative Blaisdell's bill. So, members of the committee, let's take a look at House Bill 552. It's Representative Hale's bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move to concur 552.
Or do concur on House Bill 552. I do believe he handed out amendment on that, Senator Buttrey.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move House Bill 552, Amendment 055203.8 p.m., Mr. Chairman.
The motion to move the amendment. Leanne, can you just go over the, Ms. Kurtz, go over the...
Let's get it passed out first.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it was passed out at the hearing. I have a few extra copies.
Does everybody have a copy of the amendment? Senator Vukovic needs a copy.
Yeah, mine.
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, these amendments are intended to clarify some technical errors that were made when the bill was amended on the House floor, just to make them consistent with the language that was amended on the House floor. I can go through each one if you'd like, but that was the intent.
House Bill 552, the amendment.
Question. Somebody move it?
Senator Buttrey, just move the amendment. Questions have been called. All in favor? Senator Gallas, did you need a minute to take a look
no,
at
thank
it?
You.
You're good? Okay.
Thanks so much, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senator House Bill 552 as amended once.
Heard the motion to move 552 as amended once. The discussion on the bill.
Senator Olson,
excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Mr. Chairman, because when I'm in finance and claims, I sit on the wrong side of the chairman in that committee, too, so. Mr. Chairman, I guess I'll support the bill, but I think I brought up during the hearing that I don't think there's anything that prohibits county commissioners from providing work comp insurance today, but like I said, I'll support the bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Buttrey.
Mr. Chairman, I think part of the issue here is that they talk about disability income insurance in the current MCA, and it's confusing because there is also workers' comp insurance, and they're completely different. So from what I know at this time of the bill, the purpose is to inject the word workers' comp insurance so that both apply because they are not the same. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Moss.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I just remembered from my notes that the inclusion of the EMTs was important to this too.
Right. So. Further discussion? Try a voice vote.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Senator Buttrey, are you going to carry this bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Buttrey is going to be carrying Representative Hale's bill. Members of the committee, let's take a look at House Bill 61. All the amendments good on 61? That's Representative McLaren's bill of set the lower speed limits on unpaved roads. I believe, yeah, we discussed that, didn't we? Okay. There's Senator Olson, do you want to move the bill? I think this is your amendment. That's why.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
I'll move do concur on House Bill 61.
Heard a do concur on 61. I believe this is your amendment here.
I think it's my amendment.
It can be Senator Whittaker.
Yeah. Okay. It's I'll move Amendment HB 6101.ALK. And what I wanted was for the original language of the bill to be put back in and the language that they amended to be removed. So is this the original bill?
Mr. Chair, Senator Wittig, amendments number 1 and 2 put the original language back in and strike subsection D. Amendment number 3, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who requested that. provides that, that there can't be split speeds on one of these, that there can't be a separate speed for certain vehicles.
I think that was yours. And I think that was at the request of Senator Olson, but I still stand by the amendment. I think it's a good amendment based on the testimony at the hearing.
Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, I am more than happy to share these amendments with Senator Wittig. They meet all of my expectations.
Senator Butcher.
Mr. Chairman, just a note, amendments 1 and 2, I have notes on the bill from the hearing that, that reinserting those words were completely acceptable to the sponsor.
Questions been called. Let's try voice vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the bill or do concur as amended.
Is there discussion on the bill as amended?
Question.
Questions been called. Let's try a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Is there interest by any member carrying this bill?
I'll take it. Oh, yeah. Let's give him a harder one.
Let's give him a harder one.
Yeah, I'll take this one. I'll give him a harder one.
Sarah Wittig's going to carry Representative Clarence.
It's Friday.
We're waiting on amendments for Representative Hansen, Bill 575. We're waiting on amendments for House Bill 494. Waiting on amendments with House Bill 231.
Amendments on 366.
And you are working on that still?
What about the bill that we heard concerning just recently on the subdivision exemption?
That is that's Representative Edmonds.
Right.
Oh,
Mr. Chair, Representative Edmonds had some amendments that I've sent to him, but I have not heard back from him yet whether he's okay with those.
Representative. All the folks that I listed here, excuse me, all the members that I had mentioned here had asked me to wait on amendments. I've talked to them all.
Can Ms. Kurtz, can you send my amendment to that bill to Senator Larson? He wanted to see
sure.
What it looked like. That's his constituent. Did you send my amendment to Senator or Representative Edmonds?
Yes. Okay. Oh, no, I didn't, but I will.
Could you please?
Yes.
Senator Butcher.
Mr. Chairman, have we disposed House Bill 62, or was that in your list? I've got it in my folder, Mr. Chairman.
House Bill 62, I think, has passed. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're actually only waiting on some amendments for those bills. Let's see, we got 1, 2, 3.
Passed it.
We got 4 bills.
I'm going to take it down to the
Amendments Committee, we do have how many bills up on Monday? And if we could try to get the old Supreme Court chambers if okay. It's open.
It might be a little late now, Mr. Chairman, but I will certainly come
okay.
Out. That's Monday?
Yeah.
And that's 516 and
there's
542?
Yeah, Representative... Esps has a bill and Representative Hansen has a bill, and we're going to hear those 2 bills, correct? Those are the ones. Oh, they're, excuse me.
I've got to read.
House Bill 516, that limiting local ordinances.
I haven't either.
And then.
I've gotten a lot of emails.
Excuse me. And House Bill 338.
That's Monday.
And then there's House Bill 542. And House Bill 181. So I suspect that will be a long evening.
Can we get all 4 of them done? Before...
We've got a very good chairman, Senator Wittig. We'll get them done.
Okay.
So,
what's 338?
And I'm getting a lot of emails in regards to a few of these bills, and I'm just going to remind the committee, and I'll tell you now, it's important to stay on the bill. itself in committee. And I mean, I'll give the committee latitude if someone's getting off the bill. Just speak up, and we'll take care of that. I think it's important to stay on the bill, and I think it's important, especially hearing four bills like that, to for everybody's time too as well. Questions, comments before the committee? Senator Gallus.
Mr. Chairman, it's come to my attention from Senator Ogier that I've inherited a bill and after executive action during my absence the other day. And
did you want to redirect that to Senator Tedvet?
No, that's just fine. but I may or may not, but I may make the motion on the Senate floor to not concur in the legislation, and any member of the committee is welcome to make a substitute motion to concur and carry it.
Which bill is it?
No, I won't.
Do okay. The McLaren PSC bill.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gallus. Senator Moss.
Pretty nice looking young men that we saw up in the gallery.
Oh, thank you very much.
Looks like his mother.
And the mother.
Oh, we better adjourn the committee.
Looks like his mother.
And the mother.
We better adjourn the committee.